Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The trial continues in Minneapolis of Officer Derek Chauvin, former Officer Derek Chauvin. He's charged with murder and manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. Susie Jones is a WCCO radio reporter up there. I asked her to tell us, as she covered it, what she saw and heard.
There were a couple of poignant moments early in the morning. A gentleman named Christopher Martin, who was the cashier, the clerk at the Cup food store right on 38th in Chicago, and he's the one who sold George Floyd cigarettes with a counterfeit $20 bill. He spoke of, you know, pretty tedious details. Where did you grow up? Where do you live? You get all of that point, and then to the point of which he sold the cigarettes, and he took the $20 bill, and he had a feeling about it. He held it up to the light. He had a sense that it might be a fake, and he sold him the cigarettes, and George Floyd left the store, went across the street to an SUV where a man and a woman were inside the vehicle. The young clerk, Christopher Martin, said to his, he thought about it, John. He thought, because at that store, if you take a fake bill and it's learned to be fake, they take it out of your check. So, you know, this was something he had to think about. You know, am I going to just eat this? He struggled a bit, he said, and then he told his manager. And his manager said, well, go out and tell him to come back in. So they went out twice, and he wouldn't come in. And remember, this is the first time we're really seeing George Floyd on the surveillance video in the store, of him in the store. And he was just kind of jumpy. He was a little bit bouncing around, a little bit doing a little shuffle and dance. And this clerk had said that he looked to be high under the influence. He was friendly. They talked about sports, but his answers were a little slow. So back to the car. They go out. They ask him to come back in. He won't. And then they make that fateful call at inside the store to 911. Then Mr. Martin, the youngster, he's 19, went out and watched it unfold and videotaped some of it.
Mm-hmm.
He had his hands on his head, kind of like in disbelief. And the prosecuting attorney said, I noticed you had your hands on your head. What was going through your mind
during that time period?
Disbelief. Thank you. If I would have just not taken the bill, this could have been avoided.
That is the $20 bill. I'm going to write a novel, because it's just heavy, John. That was it. Boom. That shifted the planet. And then, of course, there were other bystanders, other witnesses that came upon the scene as well. Mr. McMillan was an older gentleman. He had, maybe you saw it, he had white glasses.
Charles McMillan, right? Charles McMillan?
Yes,
and
yes,
he was the guy that first
you.
Came upon the scene, right?
He was one of the first, yeah, maybe the first, but yes. He just broke down. He couldn't do it because he had just lost his own mother.
I don't have a mama either. I understand him. My mom died June 25th.
So he was very, very emotional. And to listen to George Floyd on the ground saying, Mama, it was very emotional.
I'm wondering about the prosecution's case in this case. That is, what does the fact that Charles McMillan was traumatized by watching George Floyd get choked to death have to do with the officer, Derek Chauvin's guilt or innocence? Was he justified in his action or not? I know that this plays on your heartstrings, America's heartstrings, the jury's heartstrings. I got into a cab yesterday, and the cab driver just started talking to me about the testimony. So maybe that's, I've answered my own question here, but
I think you have, John. I think you very much have. I think this whole beginning is about emotion and sadness and lifelong impact, you know, that so many people's lives, many people in the beginning who witnessed it, are forever changed.
But is there any conversation there in Minneapolis, in the hallways of the courthouse, whatever, about the strategy here? I mean, like you said, the lengthy description of the history of the clerk that sold him the $20 bill and how sold him the cigarettes via the $20 bill, and how he felt terrible about what happened afterwards. Again, I failed to see how that says anything about whether or not Derek Chauvin behaved incorrectly. You're going to watch this testimony. You're going to feel terrible about these circumstances. But however terrible you feel about it doesn't lend any understanding to the justification for what the police officer was doing in subduing Mr. Floyd.
I just think they're trying to get at the heart of the jurors. I think they, and if you talk to an expert, that's exactly what they would say. It's the groundwork. You know, you don't just go right for the nut of the case. You really paint this picture where you're softening the heart, maybe changing minds right away. Someone, I talked to an attorney who said that in many cases, you can, if you do a great opening, you can get a juror on your side right away.
Susie Jones is a reporter for WCCO Radio in Minneapolis.